All right. Hey, I'm here with Steve from Blackstone Cherry. We're here at Rocktoberfest, where they just finished performing for the Marines and Sailors on Cherry Point. So, thank you so much for playing for all the service members here. What did you think of the show tonight?
Well, thank you for having me, and we had an amazing time tonight. Everybody was wild and crazy and having a good time, so it was great to get out and have one of our towards of the end of the year shows on the tour right here in Cherry Point. We had an amazing time.
All right, so I know the audience is kind of smaller than some of the shows that you play, but were they as rowdy as what you're used to?
I would say so. Everybody was feeling pretty good tonight, having a good time, pretty rowdy. So, you know, it's just a typical Blackstone Cherry show, I think. It doesn't matter where or when or what size, everybody's partying, having a good time. So we love it.
Well, thank you so much for playing. So you guys just got back from Europe, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then have you guys even adjusted back to the time zone?
Barely. It's like 7 hours ahead over there, so about the time you kind of get really good and acclimated while you're over there, you know, you got to come back. So we were over there roughly, I think, 5 weeks, and personally for me, it's one of the longest European tours that I've done, so it's like I got it, you know, acclimated over there very well, and I think everybody else did. And then when we all came back for like the first week, almost 5 days, I think we were all like waking up wide awake at like 4 a.m. in the morning, because it was about around the same time we would get up over there. But it's interesting because a lot of our shows, you know, start around like 9 p.m. ish, which was like around 1 p.m. back at home. So it was quite, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That happened to me. I was just in California, so they're 3 hours behind. So every morning started for me at between 3 and 5 a.m.
Right.
I did not party.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. So you guys now are about to go on tour, another international tour to Canada. When do you guys leave for that?
We leave next week. So I think around like the 25th of October, this tour starts around the 27th, 28th. Go to blackstonecherry.com. Don't quote me on that. Go to the website, check it out. But yeah, it starts next week, like I said, around the 27th, 28th. A couple weeks doing that with Steel Panther, and we're very excited to be out with those guys. They're amazing. And to announce the Canadian tour we're doing with them, we actually did a song with them that features Michael Starr and Chris Robertson, of course, singer, Blackstone Cherry, the mouth, the guitar man. It's awesome. You got to go to our Instagram, social medias, check it out. But they're such fun guys. They're fun to be around. They put on an amazing show. And my first couple of shows actually playing with Blackstone Cherry was us opening for Steel Panther. So it's always fun to see those guys and hang out with them. We're excited.
So how many shows do you have on that tour with Steel Panther?
I think it's a total of around 12-ish shows, I believe. So
that's decent. Yeah,
we're excited.
Do you are you gonna get in any spandex yourself?
I don't know. That's a good question, because my birthday is November 1st and we're playing with them in the middle of that tour. I can't remember which city we're at in Canada with them, but who knows what could happen. We'll see.
I think you owe it to your fans to put on some neon spandex.
Peter, the neon I can definitely do. Spandex, it is going to be cold.
Maybe you can get up for 17 girls.
Right? There you go. Maybe I should do that for that song on my birthday. You know, make it memorable. There you go.
Absolutely. I think Michael Starr should serenade you.
He should. That would be an amazing. He is an amazing man. The golden voice. And they're such fun guys. So that'd be awesome.
So your drummer had a pretty spectacular drum solo tonight.
Absolutely.
Is that something beast. You do every show?
Every show. Absolutely. Okay. He is just such a beast on the drums. He's amazing to watch. And it's just every night we do a drum solo. He does his drum solo, but every night the drum solo is different. So He's such an amazing drummer with, you know, he plays off feel and his mannerisms and everything. So you never know what you're going to get or what to expect and what headspace he may go into and different grooves and stuff. So
this is all freestyle.
It's all freestyle.
Okay. There have been three drum solos that I've witnessed in every show that really stand out. So there's Sully Erna from Godsmack.
Heck yeah.
There's Satchel from Steel Panther, obviously. And then on you guys, on those three have really stood out to me in performances. So two of the three for me to be on the same bill, that's going to be pretty spectacular. Yeah,
that's awesome. We're very lucky. I think me, Chris, and Ben would all agree that we get to play with our favorite drummer every night in the entire world. So we're very fortunate.
I'm not at all jealous.
Right? He's the best.
Well, then you guys have a great tour immediately following that with The Darkness. Do you know the dates of that in the cities?
That one starts around the end of July.
Next year. Okay.
Yeah. It'd be right at the beginning of 2023. The first show's on the 28th, actually.
Okay.
In Cardiff. I think we're doing about 8 or 9 shows somewhere in there. It's a little bit smaller run doing the arenas in the UK, but very much looking forward to that one. The UK itself, it's so amazing over there. Such an experience. Everybody comes out and loves them some Blackstone Cherry, so it's always going to be a party. And of course, the Darkness guys, they're amazing. We got to do some press with them over the summer for the tour in London and meet those guys, and they're so fun. And they put on an amazing live show, and the records are amazing. So it's going to be one big party in the UK.
Have you played with them before?
Not with the Darkness. I don't think so.
Cool. I'm excited to see that. I hope you guys post lots of videos on your social media.
Absolutely. You got to, right?
Yeah. So, it seems like you have more time between your tours to catch up on laundry. Right. What are you going to do with the 2 days that you have between now and your next tour?
Definitely try to clean my house as much as I can. Maybe have the pest control guy come out and spray because, you know, the weather's changing. It's getting that time of year. Laundry, do some cleaning, pay some bills, and watch some playoffs of the baseball playoffs, and we'll probably watch some football.
Oh, do you miss all that when you're on tour? You guys don't watch it on the bus?
So we were in this past tour that we done in Europe. It's crazy. It's interesting because I have one app, YouTube TV, that I try to stream a lot of games on. So sometimes I can get my VPN to work right. That way it looks like I'm still in the States and I can pick up the network to watch the
games. Do you subscribe to YouTube TV?
I do.
I think you're the only person I've ever met that actually subscribes.
Right. Well, I won't lie. My sister actually subscribes to
it. Oh, thank you.
Like, we got a family plan, but her and my brother-in-law, they're like, they use it too to watch football and stuff. So I was like, let me check that out. We're going out of country. I'm going to watch some games. So check it out.
Do you do fantasy while you're on the road?
I haven't in a long time. I keep threatening to get back into it each season, but I haven't yet.
Who's your team?
My team. So it's interesting because I'm a Kentucky guy. I'm from Kentucky. And I've always been a huge New England Patriots fan since I was a kid. And
Without Brady, or does it
without
matter?
Without Brady.
Okay.
My first, guy that I really loved was the quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, mm-hmm. who had the highest contract, from my understanding, at that time. He was a hot prospect coming into the NFL. And the Patriots picked him up, and I was a big fan of him. And he was having an amazing season. Then he gets hurt in a Jets game. They put this Tom Brady guy in, and I was like, I don't know about this guy. He's not Drew Bledsoe. You know, he did good enough to win the game. Yeah. And, you know, they didn't take him out, and he just kept playing and doing well. And I was like, okay, I think this guy's going to be okay. Then a couple of years later, he's done very well. So it's
a little bit. He's kind of okay.
But I'm pretty excited because actually they have a new quarterback this year who came from a local college where we live close to, Western Kentucky, a new quarterback named Bailey Zappe, and he's been starting here lately. So it's always interesting and fun to watch the new guys in the next league come in and see what they're going to do, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so you're from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite bourbon?
Probably Bullet. I'd say Bullet's one of my favorite. I really like Bullet, Elijah Craig, Buffalo Trace. I had a little bit of Buffalo Trace before the show, but you can't beat Kentucky bourbon. I love it. I'm biased.
Agreed.
But
yeah,
I love it.
All right, so you guys just came off tour. That's a pretty long tour, 5 weeks in Europe.
Yeah.
Do you have one show in particular that sticks out to you?
That's a great question. I think our first show towards the end of the run, our first show in France that we'd done the day before we played in Paris, just because it was so extremely hot in there. There wasn't much ventilation, but that and the show that we played in Milan, Italy, that one was pretty special for me because it's the first, I've never been to that part of the country before or to Milan. And majority of that tour, it had been fairly cold, and that was like one of the first warm days that we had.
Oh, nice.
So, and it was in the middle of Fashion Week, so it was nice to kind of walk around and, you know, take some pictures and check out the city a little bit, be a tourist, and we had a really fun show that night.
Do you normally get the chance to look around the town?
As much as we can. Good. We, we'll try to make sure we have off days in between shows and in certain cities that we're playing and stuff like that. Kind of get out and, you know, eat some local food and check everything out and have some fun.
So what was your favorite thing you ate?
Favorite thing that I ate? That's another great question. I really love the cheese over there. I'm a big fan of the cheese.
I love cheese.
Especially the cheddar cheese over there. It is excellent. And the hummus over there is a little bit different than what I'm accustomed
Straight
to eating over here.
Straight from the Mediterranean. Yeah. Did you eat any escargot?
I did not. I don't know if anybody did on this tour, to be honest with you, but I did not. I'll have to definitely try that next time.
There's plenty of snails here if you guys want to stay around for right? the rainy season. Just pick fresh escargot.
There you go. Eat it fresh.
Yeah. So do you guys have anything else you guys are working on, or are you just busy cranking away all these shows?
Definitely the two tours are excited about both of those coming up. Canada was still Panther, and then the Darkness tour in the UK. And in the meantime, just working on new music, getting things ready for the next record to come out next year. And hopefully we'll have a new song, a new single out.
Do you have a timeline?
As far as the new song and the first single, probably around the first of the year.
Okay.
Before we go to the UK, hopefully. Got our fingers crossed. But then the new record will be out sometime next year for sure. Not sure exactly when, but yeah, hopefully a new song out by the first of the year if everything goes well.
I'm looking forward to it. So where can fans find you, and what's the best way fans can support you while you guys are on the road?
Well, definitely our socials, Blackstone Cherry Official on Instagram, Blackstone Cherry Facebook, all that good stuff. A quick, easy way is if you go to blackstonecherry.com, it's got all the buttons where it can take you to all the band's social media sites. And subscribe to the band's newsletter, because in the tech-driven day and age that we live in with all the algorithms and stuff, always advocate and say a great way to support and stay in contact with the band is if you sign up to their newsletter and their email directly. That way they can email you. You know, we got new shows and new music and all that. But yeah, blackstonecherry.com. That's the hub of it all, if you will.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. All right, before we wrap up, is there anything else you want fans to know?
We're excited and very much looking forward to the new year and have some new music out and new tour dates. And it's kind of really hard to put into words sometimes what Blackstone Cherry is as far as the show and the music. So the best way is just to come to a show, experience it yourself, and bring a friend and just have a big party with us.
Awesome. That's a good way to experience it. Thank you so much for your time today, and thanks for performing here for all the service members, and good luck and safe travels and everything.
Thank you so much. Very honored to be here.